with Brady Jasper. Time to talk Hiawatha Lady Redhawk basketball. A good 2-0 start to the season with wins against Marysville and Troy. Marysville by 7 points, and then beat Troy 52-26 last night. So all in all, Coach, good to go out and have a couple games to kind of see your team against some competition, and ultimately 2-0. What, I guess, impressed you the most that you saw from your team besides just getting the two Ws?
Yeah, we're off and running. The season's rolling right along. It's going to start going fast now. We're thrilled to be 2-0. We're glad to kind of feel like we played pretty well during those two games, and just kind of looking to see. It takes a couple games sometimes to kind of figure out what you maybe need to work on or what doesn't work for you at all, and we're just kind of going through that right now.
Seems like maybe the defense, I think we knew with a lot of girls back that you would be ahead of the game a little bit and be able to do some different things. But your defense, I mean, if you keep holding teams to, 30s and 20s, you have to feel good about your chances. What's your defense done well? Forced quite a few turnovers, right?
Well, yes, we have forced some turnovers in our first two games. That's been something that we've talked about quite a lot to begin our season. We want the defense to kind of set the tone for the game each night, kind of focusing on that first quarter, coming out with a lot of intensity and high pressure, and trying to speed up the other team's offense and, as you say, generate some turnovers that would maybe help our offense get kick-started too.
Looks like you're pretty balanced, and I'm sure that's how you hope it'll be this season. One thing that stood out to me a little bit, Bailey Pierce had a 9-point game and then a 14-point game against Troy last night. Of course, didn't have a lot of that scoring from her last year. The other girls obviously coming back, you can count on and know they can get 8 to 12, 15 points a night, but seems like maybe you would have another weapon there, and certainly looks to be pretty balanced offensively this year.
Yeah, we feel like we have several weapons and certainly some balance. Bailey's been extremely disruptive on the defensive end, and she gets a lot of steals, creates turnovers, and she's extremely fast to start transition the other way, and that's been a good piece for us. Darcy Lears is kind of fits that type of description for us as well, and that's just been something that kind of has been apparent in our first two games, and we hope that can continue.
Yeah, several different girls that have scored double digits. And as you get ready now to jump into the Big Seven League schedule with games at Jeff West and at Nemaha Central, two of the projected top teams in the Big Seven, the competition's going to get better. What are your biggest concerns and things you feel like your team needs to work on internally before starting the Big Seven contest?
Well, we're just kind of looking forward to finding something out about ourselves. We played two games. And like as you mentioned, the next two opponents maybe are going to be tough opponents, and they're both road games for us. So difficult challenges. But as we begin our preparation for those games, we're not going to change a whole lot. We're going to kind of stick to a game plan or an idea that we've had in the first two games. We're going to roll it over into these next two and just see how it holds up on the road or against different teams. And then we'll maybe kind of have time to adjust. We finished with Holton before the Christmas break. And then we'll see, what if we need to change our style or talk about a different approach or look at where our shots are coming from and how many we're taking from where. But over the next 2 weeks, we're just going to stick to the plan and see how it holds up.
Yeah, should be a couple good games coming up, road contest in the Big Seven. Best of luck in those contests, Coach, and we'll chat next week. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Lady Redhawks. We'll talk Hiawatha boys basketball after this timeout.